Our next lesson from the book of Deuteronomy of connecting faith to business and life, I've titled this one, Confidence in Going Forward. Moses says in chapter 8, verse 1 of Deuteronomy, he says, "Go and possess the land which the Lord promised to your fathers." So there was a promise, and Moses was reminding the people that they've got to go forward, as we talked about in the previous video, with a plan, but they need to go in confidence. And so often we have a plan, but we lack confidence. A COVID comes, we lack confidence. It takes the sting out of us. A financial issue, a health issue, a recession, and we lose confidence because we're listening to the wrong people. But it's time to build that business again. You can't stop and do nothing. It's time to build that church again. We've got to stop allowing negative attitudes coming from watching or reading or listening to the wrong things and from people who speak negative stuff to us. And when you're going for a tender or a pitch for a piece of business, you know, go in confident. You know, you do all the work for the document and the preparation, but think about what you're presenting, prepare for it, but go confidently. Maybe have someone look at that document and ask you how, you know, you can actually speak into that business that you're going to pitch for. And so you go in with a confidence of knowing you've got some support there. And we have been reminded to go forward constantly in the business world. I had people challenge me, find people who will challenge you to move forward. And then we get to chapter 6 and verse 23 in Deuteronomy. And Moses says, God brought us out of slavery to bring us in, that is, into a better future, a better plan going forward, to give us the land that he promised. So God's promised a business. He's birthed the business idea in you, so he's not going to allow it to die. He's birthed you as a pastor in a church. He's not going to allow that to die. And he reminds the people of past successes. You've sometimes got to remind yourself of successes that you've had previously, because that gives you the confidence to go forward. And remind yourself of the provision that you've been given. That might be people, it might be resources, and it may be ideas that God's birthed. And God chose key leaders in this nation at this time and at other times to help them deal with the issues that were coming up. And Moses endured 40 years of over 2 million people complaining. It would only be a two-week journey, but because of their disobedience, it went on for 40 years. But he led them through all that, and he sought God. God gave him plans. God gave him provision. And he let them even have conquest over the enemies in that desert as they moved through that desert. And it wasn't an easy time, but the provision was there. So remember, negativity will stop you moving towards your resources, to the people that are going to join you, and towards maybe funds and favor that are on the journey. If you don't move forward because you get negative and worry about everything, you're not going to go forward confidently, and you're not going to move towards your resources. And the people needed to move, keep moving through that desert, because eventually they were going to end up in the promised land. And that's what we're promised for our business and our churches and our ministries. Thank you.